Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Guess who just got there today?
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the 23rd anniversary as well in the third decade of the 21st century. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. It's just you and me still. I wanna do a little projection into the future, a little foresight into the future. And if you're wondering what will it be like if Biden-Harris become the presidents, and I do believe we have to say it that way, folks. I do think we have to say Biden-Harris. Because I don't know anybody who thinks that Joe Biden will be the in charge president when he becomes the official president. He won't be the de facto president. I don't know if Harris will be the de facto president, but it'll be an array of people that will be in charge. And it will not be Joe Biden. But in that administration, in the Biden-Harris administration, going forward, if you think in some ways we've seen this movie. If you're wondering what your small business will be the environment, what will the landscape look like? What will the economy? What will the marketplace? What will the workforce? What will the workplace look like in a Biden-Harris administration? In some ways, we've already seen that movie, and it was during the Biden-Obama administration. We had 7-8 years of that. Sometimes I say 7 because I try not to charge them with 09. That wasn't their fault, most of it. But from 10 on, for 7 years, that was on them. And I was right here. I reported on every day of it. And I know what happened, and I gave you that analysis in my two-part article that I wrote about comparing Biden and Trump. We've already seen that movie. So here's what I think you're going to wind up having, only maybe to a greater degree. To start with, and this is what's going to be different. What's going to be different is the fact that we have this pandemic going on. It'll still be going on when Biden is inaugurated, if that happens, Biden-Harris. And so whereas Trump has sort of been laissez-faire from a federal standpoint, which I think is the right way, because Iowa is not the same, does not have the same circumstances as New York and California. Every state should handle their own affairs. They should deal with the pandemic their own way. There are things the federal government can help with, but there shouldn't be any federal edicts like a federal mask mandate or a federal shutdown. But I will tell you that when Biden-Harris, if they are inaugurated, there will be some of that. You can write that down. There'll be, I don't know what it will be, I don't know how overbearing it will be, but there will be some of that. And because it's just not in their nature not to do it, and they will think that they have a mandate to do it. I mean, it's driving them nuts that the federal government isn't more in our business, all up in our business. So look for that, and frankly, if we believe that that's going to happen, then a lot of other unfortunate things will be part of that. If we have a national mask thing, that'll agitate people. If we have a national shutdown, if Joe Biden says if he does what he says he's going to do, I'll listen to the scientists. Well, guess what, folks? We've already heard from his scientists, and they are already saying we just need to shut down again. They may do a national shutdown. I'm not trying to be hysterical here. They could do a national shutdown for a month or 6 weeks. Think about that. They're doing it in Europe, folks. This is happening in Europe. And so, just gird your loins. And frankly, we're just going to have to watch this really, in a lot of ways, day by day for the next 2 months. And I have a hashtag that I've been using, God help us. But I know you, small business owners, I know how tough you are. And I'm planning on being here next year. I bet you are too. I'm Jim Blasting, and I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you that this too will pass.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.